Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. And to our third hour this morning, we have a lot to talk about this hour, and we begin, rightfully so, with libraries, because we love libraries so much. The 90th anniversary Woodstock Library Fair will be held this Saturday, July 24th, from 10 to 5, so that's the day after tomorrow. The event features a book barn sale, live music all day, kids' art craft projects, food pop-ups and trucks, beer, wine, kids' costume parties, and a maypole dance. And a real carousel. How cool is all of that? Michael Hunt is president of the Friends of the Library Board. He joins us now. Michael, how are you?
I am so great, Joe. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, it's great to talk to you. And for people who don't know, Woodstock is great, but Woodstock has one of the best, greatest libraries in the entire world. And beautiful, beautiful place. It's a special place. And this event and the fact that you've done it 90 times just illustrates what not only a great library you are, but great libraries are centerpieces of their community. And this is a wonderful example of that.
The cultural epicenter down here, for sure, is our Forever Green Library Lawn. And that's where it's all happening on Saturday.
That's terrific. So how did this all come together? Give us a sense of what will be going on Saturday.
You know, like most things in our lives these days, it's same but different. It's
right.
Going to feel like the library fair, if you've been here before, and it's going to feel a little different. We've tightened up. We're just on the lawn and in the back of the book barn. But the big thing for us is we ask all our businesses for stuff every year. And this year, we wanted to give them a break. So we bought, last year during the pandemic, $100 gift cards from lots of places just to show them that we support them. And that's going to be our prizes in our raffle. We usually ask for food. This year, we're just having some food vendors come in. So we didn't want to burden all the restaurants just trying to get back up on their feet. So it's just, we just want people to come in, take a breath, and enjoy themselves and just all be together
now,
for another beautiful Saturday afternoon.
Now, for me, the greatest thing about such a sale is browsing, that you get to just look around, take your time. It could be an hour, could be eight hours. You're not open that long, but you get the idea. And you just browse and look at stuff.
You can.
That, which sounds great. I mean, there's nothing better than.
Yeah.
No,
you can browse all afternoon in the library, in the book barn. It's just, it's the best because this town is so generous with their books, you know? And every kind of book you can think of. And it's just, it's packed to the gills with books. So if you're a book lover, man, it's the best. It's always the biggest sale because everybody gives.
Now, this is.
And then they buy them again.
Oh, that's right, because it all circulates, right? And you get it this year, you read it, you love it, and then you give it back, and then they sell it to somebody else.
Exactly.
It's the circle of book life.
Absolutely. We are the epicenter of that, for sure.
Absolutely. That's great. Now, let me just ask you, and this isn't a trick question, I'm just asking, do you just put books in the book barn, or do you categorize them and figure that out?
Oh.
I've seen it done both ways.
A top-notch team, man. The best volunteers, the strongest hearts of all the volunteers in Woodstock, they work all year round. They got every category you could think of. It's super easy to go around and browse. And LPs and CDs and DVDs and everything is categorized. Sorted, curated for everybody.
Oh, curated. So in other words, if I know that I like fiction, I can go to the fiction section. If I know that I like books on science, I can go to the science section. And that's very cool. Although I have to say, for people that just do it where they just put all the books together, that's kind of fun too, because then that buried treasure is there. That's fun. But this does make it easier.
Fun.
Gives you more time to go out and enjoy the food trucks and the and all the other stuff.
Exactly. And enjoy the carousel. We've been trying to get a carousel for 60 years here, and this year we're having an old-fashioned antique carousel with horses and zebras and giraffes, and that's going to be fun. And we're letting anybody come on for free. It's just a little gift to the town for the day.
That's great. Now, where did you find a carousel?
Of course, a librarian. Ask a librarian for anything, and you'll find it. You know, you can go online if you want, but the librarian is going to give you the right information. And our beautiful children's librarian found the carousel.
Now, is it? I know this is going off subject, but is it local? Did it come from local, or is it traveling a ways to get to you?
It's traveling from down south, and it's coming up a beautiful family, and this is what they do, and they rent out these beautiful carousels and amusements, and they're coming. They're on the road right now.
That's terrific. That's a great story. So there'll be a carousel. So you obviously then are trying to create a fair. F-A-I-R, a fair-like atmosphere.
You got it. That's it, man.
So when you talk about this, there are also all kinds of projects for kids. Talk a little bit about that, how kids can not only go around in the barn and scrounge books for themselves, but also do other cool things.
There's so many traditions in Woodstock and with this library, and one of them was the kids area. And because of COVID and a lack of space and stuff, we couldn't do like the face painting and hat making and stuff. And that really disappointed me. But again, the librarian here is like, hey, let's come up with some projects. So we have some great stuff we're giving away for free to any kid who wants it. You know, the photographic paper, you can, take images using sunlight on
Correct.
The paper.
Yes.
We got a lot of that. We got these solar mason jars that are really fun. So you can come in here, you can bring it home, do it later, or you can just sit on the grass somewhere and create something right here on library lawn.
What do you do with a solar mason jar? Is that for like frying bugs, or what do you do with that?
Oh, no, I think you they're cute. You just you got a little handle on it, and then you just leave it out in the sun, and then you can walk around at night and not use your iPhone light.
Oh, I got it.
You can walk around.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fancy way to take the magnifying glass on the leaf,
no.
And burn. Okay,
no,
I get it now.
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool. And not only that, there's going to be a parade and a maypole dance. Please talk about that. I assume that's yet another tradition.
Another tradition. The 100 years ago, 113 years ago, when the library started, it was behind the famous Espresso. It was an old barn. You know, the Espresso, Dylan, the White Room, the 60s, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, before that, the barn was the first library in Woodstock. So we have a group of kids reenact, I don't know, the moving from the first place over to here. And then we have a bunch of kids in crazy wild costumes. You bring your own costume. They march down and then like make way for ducklings. Chief Keith stops the traffic on Tinker Street, and they all parade across and into the lawn. And then we have a maypole dance ceremony. And then, boom, we go right into live music and entertainment all day on the stage.
That's just terrific. And
this is a great tradition. The highway department gives us a stage. It's just a flatbed truck, and that's been the last 50 years using their flatbed, and that's our famous Woodstock Library stage.
No better place to perform than on a flatbed truck. I have to
say,
it's an awful lot of fun, and weather seems like it's going to cooperate, so that's great. Good for you.
Yep.
Thank you. We're actually going to have a Saturday where it may not rain, so good for you.
What a wild concept. Thank you.
I know. And overall, how are things going at the library? I mean, obviously, you're coming out of a tough time with the pandemic, as we all are, but here as the president of the Friends of the Library, and by the way, as a longtime library board member, there is no better group for libraries. We love the Friends of the Library. You all are amazing and just do incredible work. But the library is doing all right. You're coming out of all this.
Coming out of it, you know, we've been looking for a new actual physical building, either here on this site or somewhere else in Woodstock. And that is everything in Woodstock, always a challenge. They put you through it to get it, and we'll get it someday. But I'm looking at a library lawn right now, and it's so beautiful, and it will always be forever green. No matter what happens with the building, we are committed to keeping this always library lawn forever green.
Yeah. Well, good luck with you. And I know projects like that are hard anyway. And certainly you have a wonderful history of those projects taking a long time. So I wish you well throughout the process.
And of course, you can
use the 90th annual Woodstock Library Fair as making the case for having such a having a great library and expanding in a new way. The 90th anniversary
That's
Woodstock
right.
Library Fair will be held this Saturday, July 24th from 10 to 5 p.m. It features a book barn sale, live music all day, kids art craft projects, food pop-ups and trucks, beer and wine, we should mention, kids costume party
sure.
and a maypole dance, and yes, a real carousel making its way up from the southern regions. Michael, it is wonderful to talk to you as always. I thank you so much for your time. I wish you all the luck in the world for Saturday, and give my love to the whole group over there, and just thank you so much for the great work
Will
you're doing
do.
For the community.
Thank you, Joe. You are the best in the West.
Well, thank you very much. Be well. Again, the 90th annual Woodstock Library Fair held this Saturday, 10 to 5. Learn more, woodstock.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.